Hello and welcome to this edition of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and with me today is IHSA Assistant Executive Director Beth Sauser. Among Beth's responsibilities at the IHSA is working with the Student Advisory Committee, and last week that group put on another successful leadership conference, so it's a great time to debrief on that event and talk about just student leadership in general here in Illinois. So Beth, welcome to Happenings.
Glad to be here.
I mentioned last week, our listeners would recall, I should say, that we had a chance to talk with Travis Flessner, Jenna, and Lexi from Rantoul High School about their experience at the Leadership Conference. And from their perspective, they just had nothing but great things to say about the event. So I guess now that you've had a little time to reflect on things, how did the event go for you and for the Student Advisory Committee who helped put that on?
I think it was a very successful event, probably one of the better ones we've had in the past 4 years. We held one in 2011, 13, 15, and then this year, 17, at the Civic Center. We held a mini one in 2009 with the original Student Advisory Committee. And over time, I think we've perfected our model and our message. And so I look at last Monday as a huge step in the right direction. And then with the technology we have available to us, we can follow through more efficiently.
That's great. About how many people and like how many schools maybe had the chance to come last week?
65 schools registered. It was open to every school in our association. And we had about 700 students and about 100 adults attend.
Oh, okay, good. And so, like, maybe give our listeners just a quick snapshot of what the day was like, how it was broken out.
We had our opening speaker, keynote speaker, Harvey Alston out of Ohio, does a fabulous job connecting with our audience. And then each of the group's attendees were divided up, I should say, into 21 groups. And then they rotated classrooms, discussing leadership, communication, and as well as do what's right. So we're talking about social media to integrity to how to talk with coaches, what to say, how to talk with peers, and then how to be a leader, whether you're a captain or not.
And those breakout groups, were they led by some of those adults that you mentioned who were there?
No, actually the adult chaperones had their own separate sessions. The students advisory committee. We had one student advisory committee per room, and then they also had a co-moderator from their school, and they broke up. We had seven rooms running in each subject.
Oh, so the students actually led the sessions for the students.
Yes, it was.
How cool.
Run by the students for the students.
All right. Well, just staying on along those lines then, working with the student advisory committee has got to be pretty rewarding. So from your vantage point, you know, what's the best part of working with those student leaders, you know, from your chair?
It's humbling to see how bright our students are throughout the state. No matter what they do in the future or how old they are, it's a great sign for Illinois.
Yeah, I've noticed that too in some of my, when we get out, have the opportunity to get out and see what's going on in our schools, the way they're able to be servant leaders, the way they're able to be humble, the way they're able to project the right kind of image. So I know the folks at Rantoul are really excited to have had that opportunity. So good job to you and your committee. But thinking about that student advisory committee, then what's left on the docket for them this year? I'm assuming they meet periodically throughout the year?
We generally meet four times a year on Sundays here at the IHSA office. Coming up, we'll have the student section showdown, which we encourage students throughout the state to put together a video, 3 minutes max, to showcase their school and their student body and what they have going on. We also are going to do a mini project in December. Mm-hmm. We have three topic headings, and we have to decide in December, and that'll be available online next year.
Oh, good. I know that student section showdown announcement is always one of the highlights of the basketball tournament, so that'll be always exciting to see what kind of videos schools bring forth. Well, Beth, thanks for joining me today on Happenings at 2715. One more time, congratulations to you and the SAC, the Student Advisory Committee, for putting on a great leadership conference.
Thank you very much.
So on behalf of our entire production team, thanks for listening to this edition of Happenings at 2715. We look forward to meeting you again over these same airwaves next week.